On the show today, we have State Employee Credit Union's new CEO, Mike Lord, so check it out. Welcome to the show, and on today's program, we have Mr. Mike Lord from State Employees Credit Union. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. I hope you are.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. There's some big news in your neck of the woods, and a big congratulations to you. I mean, can you give us a quick summary of what your credit union experience has been? I'm sure it's been pretty extensive. I just based on the background, you've been with State Employees for 41 years. My gosh, that's an incredible accomplishment in itself.
Well, some would say I'm older than dirt, and they're probably right. I came to the credit union right out of college.
Okay.
Went to school here in Raleigh at the NC State, and then started off as a loan officer for a few months on this very site in a different building, and then went to Fayetteville to our office there, and I was a loan officer there for about 4 years or so, and then moved to Elizabeth City, which is on the coast of North Carolina, or close to it, and I was the manager of a branch there for several years, before coming back into the accounting department in various and sundry positions.
So it's safe to say you know that credit union inside and out.
Well, I've been fortunate to be functionally equivalent of chief financial officer for the last 30 years, so I've been able to be exposed to a lot of things.
Indeed, indeed. So once you step into the CEO role there, what are your plans to continue your credit union success? Because you guys have had a good run for the past few decades.
Absolutely, and my job is to not mess that up. So what I will do is try and make sure that we have the right resources and staff to continue on our culture of member service. Jim Blaine is stepping down after 37 years as our president, is a phenomenal leader both in the credit union movement and for our credit union and our members, no question about that. And we've got a culture of service. My job is to make sure that we don't lose that.
Right.
And I don't have any concerns that we will, because we have folks that really do believe in member service, and we go about business in a different fashion. I think it's been called eccentricities in other circles. They've been on your prior broadcast.
Definitely. So, I mean, speaking of Jim, that's a nice segue there. What has he meant to your career and looking at the bigger picture of the industry as a whole?
Well, we have a promote from within policy, and we try and raise our managers internally, and I am exhibit A that can work, because I was a loan officer, a manager in accounting, and now in this position. Feel very fortunate, and Jim Blaine, through lack of foresight, promoted me several different times and gave me some opportunities. And he's mentored me. He's provided support. He's provided direction. He's pointed out where strengths were and where weaknesses were, and provide some opportunities for growth. And he's done that throughout our entire organization.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, well, that just goes to the success of your organization. I mean, we've had many leaders on the show, and Jim as well, and we've talked about how important mentorship, and it certainly sounds like that is true at State Employees Credit Union.
It is, no question about it. You want to have someone that will invest their time and energy in supporting you as an individual, and to help them meet whatever career goals they have. And we invest a lot of time, energy, and money in training our staff. You know, transactions processing, everybody in the country and in the world is in that business. It's very competitive, and we've spent a lot of time and energy trying to cross-train our staff in other areas, trust services, insurance services, brokerage services, tax services, things that provide value to our members, but also provide opportunities for education and licenses and certificates and other things that make our employees very valuable.
They
decide to go elsewhere. They've got training and background that will help them throughout their lives.
Oh my gosh, you hit the nail on it, because I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to within the credit union industry. If you train people up, not only will they benefit your credit union, but if they go to another credit union, they're going to benefit that one as well, which makes the industry that much better.
Amen. I think there are quite a few alumni from SECU out there that are running credit unions. Well, I know there are probably a dozen or more that are out there. And that's great.
Yeah, indeed. And so what have you learned over the years from Jim and even in your position that will help lead you at SECU for the coming, next few decades?
Well, there's probably a long list. First thing is to be fair, to listen to your members and find out what they want and provide that to them. We find that too many members are in products and services that are just not good for them or even predatory. And if we can provide something that is fair, reasonable rates on deposits and on loans and low fees and good services with convenience and access and courteous services that members join, then they'll be around for life.
Yeah.
We can take a teacher, a single mother out of a car loan at 12% and put them in a car loan that's 4.75 or 3, whatever it's going to be. We cut their payments down by $100 a month for 2, 3 years, 4 years, and chop a year off their loan. You don't have to do advertising. You don't have to do anything else. You've helped tangibly improve that individual's life, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Word of mouth, my gosh, that'll spread like wildfire if you can do that for member after member after member. My gosh.
We don't advertise. I mean, we have a grassroots electronic newsletter, but we don't advertise.
Really?
It is word of mouth advertising.
Wow.
So.
That should be a lesson learned for other credit unions out there. I mean, obviously word of mouth is the best advertising you can get. But for those credit unions out there who are, you know, who are advertising, and it's not a bad thing, but gosh, when you can have that type of loyalty throughout your membership, that's a lot to be said there.
Well, you know how that works. If you do something good for someone, they'll tell 5 other people, and they'll come and participate and join the credit union.
And so on.
If you provide poor service, they'll tell 20 people.
That's right.
Go the other direction. So you provide good service.
Yeah, you don't want to go down that road. So what are a couple of industry issues that have affected or influenced State Employees Credit Union over the last few years? I mean, obviously there's the regulations that we've all talked about for the past few years, technology. How do these affect your credit union?
Well, in a big way. We're now at the size that we're in the ONS, Office of National Examination and Supervision, and that brings a different level of scrutiny and an army of folks that come in a couple times a year. So there's been considerably expanded regulation, and that's fine, but it's a different perspective. And the CFPB has come in and will come in, and that's a different additional group. We have formed a life insurance company in the last 3 years, so the Department of Insurance in North Carolina is a new regulatory authority. We have a broker-dealer, so we have FINRA and SEC that are also interested in how we perform, and we have a property management company. The property management company is a whole new set of opportunities for growth, is the way we'd like to say it.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it sounds like credit unions these days are going to have like a chief compliance officer or a chief regulations officer, something like that, to handle all this stuff, and it sounds like you guys are no stranger to that at all.
No. Compliance is a major deal, no question about it. And we've got a lot of folks focused on that. Mm-hmm. And we've spent a lot of money on systems and infrastructure and reporting to make sure that we stay in compliance and meet the laws and regulations.
Right.
And I should mention that we also have a foundation, an SECU foundation, which is funded by our membership. And each member that has a checking account can elect to have a $1 a month service charge go to the foundation.
Oh, okay.
And that $1 a month, because we have 1.1 million checking accounts, it's $1.1 million a month going to that. And that foundation does great works across communities all across North Carolina. For example, a shameless plug here, this is a painting of the SECU Cancer Center in Asheville, North Carolina. It was painted by one of our members, and the members of the credit union through the foundation contributed $5 million toward building this facility, and they've done wondrous works on hospice houses, teacher housing, scholarships to every high school in North Carolina. Tremendous good works by our members through this foundation.
Oh, I think that's the best shameless plug we've had on this show, so
well, I tried.
I didn't get any better than that. So thanks for pointing that out. I mean, that's another thing that credit unions can do as well. I mean, just, I mean, you guys kind of are setting multiple templates on how to be a success. And that's fantastic for our industry, because that, I mean, word again spreads and people kind of adopt these types of things that can work best for them. So that's really a cool thing that you guys are doing there.
We've had a lot of interest in visits from credit unions from around the country to take a look at how we did this and to get some ideas and go off and do their own thing. And that's good.
I mean, yeah.
We're trying to improve. People helping people is not just a meaningless phrase, and we try and act on that. And this, the foundation has been a wonderful vehicle for providing assistance through communities across North Carolina.
Indeed, indeed. It's a great practice that we as an industry are, as you well know, are so unique in that sharing that we can do. So it's really a neat thing, and we do it really well. All right, to wrap up here, Mike, I'm sure you got busy here. What is the state, in your opinion, what is the state of credit unions today, and what can we do better to keep our popularity on the upswing here?
Well, the state of the credit union movement is in a state of flux, I think, as it has been for the last 20 years. I mean, when I started with the credit union over 40 years ago, there were, I'm guessing, 20,000 credit unions or something of that nature. Now we're down to around 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the consolidation has been taking place for a long time. And that poses a problem for credit unions in general. The larger ones will survive and thrive, but the smaller ones, it's very tough for them to keep going. So there's a challenge there. The demographics are changing. And compliance is getting more difficult.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's really not just the credit unions, but it's small banks as well in that industry. And maybe the governmental regulatory regimes that provide regulation for those groups. We're looking at consolidation of leagues, consolidation of credit unions, consolidation of regulators, potential for consolidation of the insurance fund. So there in consolidation in many, many areas. So there are major challenges for us as an industry to grapple with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Jim Blaine was an excellent individual at getting those conversations going, probing for answers and getting people to think about it. And I think that that's something that we need to continue to do.
Yeah, I agree. I find it an interesting, for lack of a better term, dichotomy of, like, you know, credit unions have never been more popular, but our industry has never been more small. So I find that just a very interesting situation or scenario to be in. And I'm sure there's many, many talks in the leadership circles of what's going on there.
Well, I think we've never been more needed than we are today.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I said that a dozen times over my career. As we see predatory lending and slipping in insidious ways, and it's just not beneficial for our members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just lending, it's other products and services. So that credit unions have a great story to tell, and they've got a great facility to provide those services and products and be the trusted service provider that our members want.
Yep.
And that's where we have a niche that we can fill and that we have a lot to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And we aren't driven by profit. I mean, we are a financial cooperative that share the benefits of membership with our members. And that's a tough thing to fight against, notwithstanding all of the challenges that we have with everybody and the brother that can now get into financial service.
And I think one of the biggest differentiators is that picture behind you of what credit unions can do when they come together. They can do fantastic things like the building that you have right behind you. So it's a pretty good story. That's a good story to tell right there.
Another shameless plug.
Exactly. We're here for you, Mike. We're here for you. All right, Mike. Well, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us, and appreciate the time, and keep up the good work, and congratulations on your appointment. Look forward to many more years of success there at State Employees Credit Union.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
Indeed.